Intimacy Week kicked off last night.
No,
it didn't.
Don't read the sheet, man.
Don't read the sheet, sorry. Should have learned that. Booker from Married at First Sight, welcome.
So big fans, Booker.
Yeah, how you going, Booker? Love the show.
No, we do.
We do love that the show, was, Booker. Sorry, I shouldn't have read it.
Nath just reads anything that
I read what's put in front of me. I'm sorry, Booker. Final dinner party.
You know, maybe they're doing rewatching.
Yeah, you know what? That's so true. Of course, what I meant to say was the final dinner party reunion was last night. The final commitment ceremony is on Sunday. Booker, once again, drama just draped everywhere on this show, isn't there?
I know. It's like, I hope you're hungry before the shows, because if you just keep serving up these huge, like, juicy, like, steaks of drama, I feel, every time.
Booker, be completely honest, are you done with it? Are you completely over this now and you wish that it was finished?
Look, I've had a nice little break, unlike, you know, other people who have, you know, who have stayed to the final vows and everything.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just trying to take it all as it comes and just enjoy the ride.
But even like last night, the whole like the Jake kiss thing with you and New Year's and that, like it feels like every it's just something. There's always something.
Oh God, do I regret that bloody Happy New Year kiss? I should have gone around the group and been like, everyone but you, Jake, don't get the New Year's and kiss. Everyone else does.
So talk through us in that moment. You were just two mates on New Year's hanging out, and you've just pecked each other on the lips. That was it.
Oh God, it's like me and 10 mates. And, like, it would have been rude to not give Jake a New Year's Eve kiss and then give everyone else a New Year's Eve kiss, don't you reckon? Because, like, I gave Beth a New Year's Eve kiss as well. And, you know, and Jake and Beth gave each other a New Year's Eve kiss as well. But the thing is, it's like ours was the one that was on camera.
Do you think Beck was using that in that moment as an excuse to get out of that relationship?
Oh, no, I think she was genuinely hurt. I mean, Jake and I had a friendship that existed before maths and stuff. So, yeah, I guess, you know, it's always a bit difficult sometimes as a new partner of somebody when you're meeting sort of the friends of your partner if they're a different gender and stuff. So, I don't know. I think that she was genuinely upset. But we'd sort of worked through it by that point at the dinner party. But I guess her and Jake still had some more stuff to unload.
Booker, do you think another reason why I guess she was so upset by it is because she thinks you and Jake would be a good couple?
I think that maybe like the fact that we had this friendship and stuff might have made that more of an upsetting thing versus, you know, that's probably why she was more upset about Jake and myself versus, you know, Jake and Beth giving each other a New Year's kiss, you know what I mean? There's probably like that little bit of something there on her end, I think, just getting a little bit sort of, just maybe being a bit sus of the friendship or something, maybe.
Could there ever be something between you and Jake?
Nah. I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like we were kind of working together on a project before we went on Married at First Sight, and, you know, I feel like if something was going to happen, it would have happened back then. But we're very similar, but also different in all the places where I think matters in terms of having a relationship with someone. So,
well, speaking of being different in all the areas that matter in a relationship, Brett, there was a time where everyone, you know, you're everyone's favourite couple, everything looked all swimmingly. But look, there's been some rumours behind the scenes off air that maybe Brett wasn't, you know, the bloke that he was pretending to be on the show, or maybe he wasn't. What was your take on him? What we see, was that the real Brett, or was there stuff behind the scenes, or was there stuff edited out that showed a different side of him?
There's always, you're always going to see an edited version of everybody, in the sense that there's always stuff going on between in a relationship, and you're seeing about 2 minutes of that relationship, you know, well, for us anyway, you know, per episode.
Yeah.
So there's so much, imagine, like, you know, just weeks and weeks worth of stuff going on behind closed doors that you're not seeing. So, of course, there's stuff that you're not seeing. In regards to Brett, we had very different sort of I think core values when it came to things like humour and social justice and what you can and can't joke about, which was, I think, the catalyst for a lot of, you know, like his comments about me being too intense and me sort of like just not dropping certain issues. So, yeah.
What about some of the stuff that you can and can't joke about? Because, I mean, I don't want to sort of say stuff or put any accusations out there, but there are some things that he has made some, you know, maybe misogynistic, homophobic, some racist comments. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, so like his sense of humor knows no bounds, I think, is the term he used. So yeah. He will joke about all those things, and especially as a woman, I'm like, hey, that joke there, we're not okay with that one.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, well, you're gonna have to be okay with that.
What? No, so you can't. So you're saying he's making misogynistic jokes and then telling you that you have to be okay with it?
Yeah, basically. So that was, you know, the catalyst, I guess, for
catalyst. No, that's just the end.
Unapologetic, Fuka? Is he unapologetic about the things that he's saying?
Yeah. I would say that. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense now. So, why didn't? Yeah, didn't work out.
Yeah, he was very firm, very very firm in his position that comedy couldn't be touched by, you know, by PC culture, basically.
Well, I mean, Booker, I'll use our platform very quickly as two funny people that, there's things that you shouldn't joke about. There's definitely things that you shouldn't joke about.
He was using comedy as a cover for these comments, was he, Booker?
Well, I mean, he said that he didn't personally believe in the butts of these jokes. But, you know, for me personally, I was like, yeah, but, you know, if you are the person who is living as, and, you know, you are the butt of a, you know, of this joke, or if this is a reality, and you're one of the subgroups of people who are being joked about, then, you know, speaking as one of them, as a woman, you know, we've got the right to sort of say, hey, like, that one's not okay with me, and you've got to listen. But he said that he always maintained the firm position that he didn't believe the punchlines of these jokes. But it was just, he just thought they were funny.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. As again, using our platform, there is seriously things that you shouldn't joke about. Not everything, and you should always punch up,
that
not punch down.
Position.
Yeah.
Punch up, don't punch down. That was my position.
Absolutely. Well, Booker, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the finale is on Sunday for Married at First Sight. Booker Niall, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great one.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.